I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Let's now listen to a conversation I recently had with Audra J. Wolfe. She's a historian of Cold War science, and recently in The Washington Post, she wrote about the persistent threat of nuclear war and the possibility that nuclear scientists could help stop it. So, Audra, thanks for being with us. What role can scientists play in preventing nuclear conflict?
Well, one of the most important things that they can do is be a back-channel avenue of communication. It's a fairly small circle of people. Many of them have existing personal relationships or build personal relationships over time. So one of the things that they can do is to continue to talk to each other and keep the channels of communication open in the event of a crisis.
Can you give us an example of a White House administration there where there was kind of like a hardwired nuclear scientist, or let's just say scientist generically, who had the ear of the president?
During the Eisenhower administration and during the Kennedy administration, there was a cohort of nuclear scientists who had very close relationships with the president. Eisenhower had set up a president's scientific advisory council after the launch of the Soviet satellite Sputnik in 1958. And the scientists who were on that board, many of them had Manhattan Project experience. They were veterans of the American nuclear project. And so during that time period, especially from about 1958 until 1963, scientists met on their own as well as in government channels. And so many of the scientists who were federal advisors were also meeting as private citizens with other scientists from other countries.
So 9 countries now have nuclear weapons, and it's always been difficult to assess the risk of nuclear conflict. But let's consider for a moment the doomsday clock. I just looked at the webpage of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, and it says the clock is still at 3 minutes to midnight, as it has been since 2015. Does the election of Donald Trump, do you think, as president, move us closer to midnight, or is it too early to say?
It very well may. You specifically mentioned the doomsday clock, and I think the group that decides where to put the clock is going to be meeting in the near future, and they've certainly been tweeting that they're considering moving it, but that remains to be seen.
So you mentioned the years right after the Cold War, some collaboration between American and Russian scientists, but those lines of communication have started to break down. Ukraine is part of the problem. Do you think it's possible, though, that that relationship between Russia and the U.S. could improve under a Trump presidency?
There are certainly optimists who hope so. The idea that perhaps Trump and Putin might have some sort of special relationship that might tamp down tensions in the same way that President Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev were in some ways able to reach agreement limiting nuclear weapons because of their own relationship. My personal opinion is that that kind of optimism may be short-sighted, and it seems very clear that Vladimir Putin is a very savvy man, and hoping that Vladimir Putin has the best interest of, say, Europe at heart, that's not necessarily a given.
Audra J. Wolfe is a historian of Cold War science. Really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
My pleasure.